This is Don Gagne. At the White House today, the president was eager to counteract the impression that the U.S. search for weapons of mass destruction has come up dry. Mr. Bush was bound for Milwaukee for a speech about the economy and a political fundraiser, but as he headed to the helicopter on the South Lawn at 8:45 this morning, he made the following statement defending his position that Saddam Hussein's weapons were an imminent danger justifying the war.
Specifically, Dr. K's team discovered what the report calls, and I quote, dozens of WMD-related program activities and significant amounts of equipment that Iraq concealed from the United Nations during the inspections that began in late 2002. In addition to these extensive concealment efforts, Dr. K found systematic destruction of evidence of these illegal activities.
The president was joined by former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who recently returned from Iraq, where he worked to help establish an Iraqi police force. Carrick said the bottom line was the removal of Saddam Hussein.
There was one weapon of mass destruction. He's no longer in power, and I think that's what counts today. I understand, probably more than anyone, what a threat Iraq was and the people that threatened Iraq was. I was beneath the towers on September 11th when they fell. And I want to thank the president for the honor in allowing me to go there because I lost 23 people. I wear this memorial band for the 23 I lost.
President Bush himself has said there is no evidence that links Saddam Hussein to the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but he does put the war in Iraq into the broad context of the war on terror, which began after 9/11. In Milwaukee today, the president's main topic was the economy, but the speech also contained more on what the president wants to highlight in the K report.
The report summarized the regime's efforts this way, and I quote Dr. K. Report. Iraq's WMD programs spanned more than two decades, involved thousands of people, billions of dollars, and it was elaborately shielded by security and deception operations that continued even beyond the end of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
This has been a difficult week for the White House. The one bit of good news, which the president also highlighted in Milwaukee today, is that last month the economy added jobs, some 57,000. It's the first increase in 8 months, though unemployment remained the same. But mostly it's been bad news with the Bush administration on the defensive over the lack of weapons of mass destruction, over continuing sticker shock in Congress over the $87 billion additional dollars requested for reconstruction of Iraq and Afghanistan. Also this week, news of the first criminal investigation of the Bush presidency. The Justice Department is looking into whether White House officials illegally leaked to a newspaper columnist the name of a CIA operative whose husband had been critical of the administration on Iraq. On top of all this, a New York Times CBS News poll today shows that just 45% of Americans say they have confidence in the president's ability to deal wisely with an international crisis. That's down from 66% in April. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.